Blog Talk Radio.
Down, take all the clowns down. Yes, I ride, yes, I ride, yes, I ride 'em. Yes, I
is Entertainment Life on the Sasha Marina Show, a show about the entertainment and music industry, where you get to hear from the top and up-and-coming stars, from amateurs to professionals. They're all just working hard for success. This show is to give those the opportunity to speak about their talents and what they're doing to succeed in their dreams. And now, here's your host, Sasha Marina.
Hello, hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I appreciate it. I'm your host, Sasha Marina, and you're tuned into the Sasha Marina Show. So today I have Kelsey B, the Kelsey B, West Coast Kelsey B, from Cali, Kelsey B, and Guerrillo Music recording artist, Kelsey B. So this girl is freaking awesome. I love her. I got the chance to meet her in March last year here in Miami, and I interviewed her then on the Take Flight show on UniverseMiami.com, and she was great then, and now I know that she's grown so much as an artist. She has so many things going on. I still follow her everywhere, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. This girl is wild, and she's full of spirit, and her music is awesome. So without further ado, Kelsey, you're live on air. How are you, sweetie?
Hey, girl. Great. So good to hear your voice. I missed you.
How are you?
I'm great. Okay. I've been in the studio making a new song for you. Just for you.
Oh, just for me? That's awesome.
Yes. I went through a heartache. I just had another heartache, so poured it out. It just came right out. I think it's like my best song. Yeah, I can't wait. I want to give it to everybody right now, like tonight.
All right. I'm down to hear it by the end of the show. If you're ready.
Yeah. I don't know if I can. Yeah. I think they're gonna have to wait. It's called Sam Song, but get right. It's a whole new sound. It's a groovy 60s kind of, the vocal is really different for me as well, mm-hmm. almost like 1940s. So I think they're going to be blown away. They're going to be like, who is this? But it's me. So I think it'll be a great song for heartbreak, you know. And yeah, maybe guys will get into it too. I really think that they're going to love this one. This is a heartbreaker.
Oh, well, guys definitely are into heartbreaker songs. They, like, jam to it. Have you ever seen a guy jamming to, like, a heartbreak song? They, like, they get really into it, too, and they do, like, the fist motion.
Well, that Beyonce song, I love it. I love when I see people get down to that. I can't. I'm obsessed. I love it. Drunk in Love, that's my new song.
Definitely. So, Kelsey, let's talk about you. I know you've grown so much in the past year from following up with you and things like that. Let's talk about, like, the latest things that you've been dropping out. And, you know, Come See This, Come With Me, you know, all these songs. You have the one that we just heard is the most recent track you've been working with. I know you're featuring Matt Fox as well, Bombay. Tell me a little bit about that track.
Bombay is really fun. I made that with producer Matt Fox. Worked with him for a couple years now. He's based out of Arizona. He's really deep in the rave scene. And we wanted a booty shaking track. And he knows I'm a huge fan of Moonbaton and Dylan Francis. And I wanted something that people could twerk to, people get down on dance floor. And we brought that along, right? You hear that? Makes you shake.
Okay.
And,
okay.
I was one of the first ones that I've written completely by myself, and that's been a big growing period for me because, you know, at first I really didn't, I didn't want to write, and when I wrote Beauty Queen, that was my first time, and it did so well, and I think it's like connected with the real side of me, and now I wouldn't sing a song unless I wrote it. And that's what I love about Bombay is I finally clarify my heritage, which is people always ask me what I am. And I thought, well, why not put it in a song? But since everybody's so curious, I'm Filipino-Italian. And it's just fun to You know, now I'm just so confident in my work. I'm like, no, I don't want anybody writing for me. This is my work. And the thing about Bobby was it was a big step for me to be completely independent and just, you know, just me and the producer.
Okay. So no splitting royalties here. This is all you.
Right. Yeah. We. Yeah. Right. You know, and I think it's important because I think as an artist, you have a message, and it's your job, your number one job, to deliver it to your audience. And if that message isn't from your heart, isn't from something that's real, then there's really, what's the point? What, you know, what's really the point? So I'm really happy to know that my next album or my next singles that I'm going to put out are 100% my thoughts, my ideas. And that's thanks to my label. They give me that freedom to do that. And I'm signed to Carrillo. And I just have to give a big shout out to them because I wouldn't be where I am today. I wouldn't have met you without them, and they're great. And you've interviewed other people on our label, and I think I'm excited that you found us and discovered our label.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that every one of you have something different to offer to the label that you guys work for, because you're totally different from Jalissa. Alexis is totally different from you girls. DJ Bouvier and oh my god, and the other guy, the one that just did Dominate My Love or whatever, they're totally different too. So everybody has something different to offer. And Matt Fox is a genius, because every time you and him work on something, it sounds great.
I love them. We just had a track as well on their album, and I love that we can come to Miami and get into the scene there. And that's what I like about, you know, that we're kind of spread out across the United States. And I can't wait to bring us into Europe. I want to tour in Europe, like through the Prides, and really get into reaching out to my fans on the East Coast, because some of them I still have not performed for. One of my fans in Canada, I really want to get there because I have some people there I really want to see. So I'm excited to bring the label, you know, take us out and internationally as well.
Definitely. I think you are definitely, I've been seeing you, and I don't know if I told you this last year when I saw you, but you're definitely Europe material. Like, you have to be up in Amsterdam, girl, twerking it and doing that thing, because I know you're, I mean, your spirit and everything, your style definitely goes with that.
I'll be taking off to Europe next week, and I would love to perform in Amsterdam. I think that, you know, it's a place of tremendous growth and definitely supports, in one of my, and if you listen to my music, you'll know I'm a big supporter of marijuana, especially medical marijuana, and I think that it would be exciting to see that country. You know, I obviously hear about it all the time, and I think they would enjoy my music tremendously. The dance scene there is huge, and the dance scene here in the United States is growing as well, right into the mainstream.
It definitely has, and so the point that every artist that used to be more like rappers and hardcore dudes, now they're putting this like dance, like that little dance season into their music now, and it at first it was like a bit of a shocker, because you'd be like Jay-Z with like this kind of beat, it can't be, but now it's okay, I guess.
I know, I think it's great. There's a huge fusion right now, R&B as well. I you know, the Trinidad James All Gold Everything would have not been such a hit if it hadn't been for the electronic dance DJs remixing it and making it a hit. And that's what I love about what these DJs do, and the huge audiences that you see at Coachella for the dance tent, for Sahara Room. It's really growing. It's becoming even more, and I can't wait to see this year the rise of vocalists performing for the DJs. I saw that a couple times, And that's what I am, and that's what I'm looking to do and branch out as. It's not just a solo pop act, but it's someone who is with their producer and DJ and gets to come on during, you know, their set for these huge rave and huge festival scenes.
Definitely. Are you looking up to performing at Coachella one day? If you haven't already.
Yes. Coachella, South by Southwest. All these are, I think, on the road map and definitely achievable because of where music is going and the need for a female vocalist in the electronic dance music world. And I have it on my little billboard of goals. I've booked huge shows in Miami, and they're interested in me in Chicago. Right now, as an independent artist, I'm dealing with just some of the nitty-gritties of what we have to deal with when you're independent. It's like flights and how to get there and just the logistics. Things start to get in our way, but I'm totally down to overcome these obstacles, and I think I will be going on tour this year to at least several of my brides because I want to get out there to my fans. Sorry, it's breaking up a bit. Hello? I try to drive to another area. See if I get reception. Hello? Moving. Hello. Okay, how about now? Four bars. Kelsey, can you hear me now?
Yeah, four bar. I don't know what happened.
I don't know. It's okay, though. We have these sort of things going on all the time. So you had somebody on air, but I guess their call dropped or whatever. But, yeah, we were talking about Come With Me. Tell me more about Come With Me and what was your idea behind this single, this album, and the music video? Because out of all your music videos, I feel like this one was really, it was really nice, and it was all you, just in all these different visions, different frames. What was your, you know, what was your idea, your artistic vision behind it?
We wanted to step into my world, like my performance world, and when I perform, often, so you see the LED lights. I perform a lot in, like, the electronic dance music scene, so we wanted to make it seem that it was, you know, so there I was with my dancers. Also, Come With Me was a vision I had in which I took my fans, the people listening to my music with me on a journey through my life. And there's a retro glam, like 1940s. I see myself. I've always said that one of my past lives was this 1940s woman. I feel like I even know her name. But I know I'm on trippy.
It's okay.
People are like, what's in the water in California? But so I wanted to display her, the way her hair was. They did exactly as perfect. I had an amazing team, amazing director. Cindy is just on another level. She's just featured in L.A.'s new women, groundbreak women, and she's a wonderful photographer, director. And we explored this. She has this really great rocker friend that does costumes, and they came up with the idea of the tinfoil room, and I love that. I'm just kind of crazy and almost like in a different take on the insane asylum. So many times in music videos, it was just kind of like cliches, and that was kind of like my take on the insane asylum. Instead of the white walls, you have these, like, silver broken walls. My insane asylum would be reflective, you know, where you can see pieces of yourself, the shattered headpiece, you know, with mirrors. I talk a lot about mirrors in my music. I have a lot of, you know, past hang-ups with my bodies and disorders, and I like to bring that to my fans. I feel a lot of them have been through that. So my insane asylum would be like a shattered room. When you see that mirrored room, it's kind of like being insane, all the different arms coming from me, all your different sides fighting against you. And Come With Me is a really beautiful song. I feel like you could, you know, you could sail to it, you could drive to it. That's what I loved about it. It kind of can take you to another world, and I wanted to take people there with me. So come along. And, you know, it is sensual, it is sexual. Of course, people always ask me about that, and that's something very beautiful too, people can share. So why not put it in a song, and people want to take it that way, they can take it that way. But I think on many different levels, it's a very beautiful song.
Okay, it really is, it really is. We have a fan here on the line that wants to ask you a question, so...
Oh, my God. Hello.
Yeah. Hi. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Kelsey, it's Alex. How are you?
Oh, my God, Alex. I love you.
How are you?
I'm amazing. I miss you. I've got some new songs I think you're going to love. I think you're going to be pleased, darling. There's one called Love. Be the President, the rap breakdown, and there's a lot more rapping on some of my new music, so you're going to love it.
Oh, my God, amazing. I called in before, and then I guess, like, your phone dropped. I was like, oh, no, I broke the radio show.
I know. I'm, like, currently running around the hills of the beach because this is where I live, and I'm, like, trying to find bars. There are bars, and they disappear. So I'm sorry, sweetheart.
That's okay. So the song that was playing, like, before the interview, is that your new song?
Yes, Bombay. We are dropping, I think, either on Matt Foss's EP or we're just dropping as a single soon as a label. And... it definitely is. I don't know if it's going to be my next single. We're going to do a video too. But if it is, I see like carnival horses, but electronic, you know, not your typical Ferris wheel, but like they got to be light up, and maybe there'll be like weird things. Maybe I'll be riding a marijuana leaf or something. cool, because... I just don't, you know, the typical, oh, we're in a carnival, like, here I'm a cute girl on a horse. Like, no, I'm different. So maybe I'll just, like, bring out my real horse. I have a real horse. So we'll just, like, he's, like, a cute little cowboy horse, pink. He'll just, like, wander across his set. I'll fly you in from Canada. Let's do it.
Yes, let's do it. That'd be amazing. I love your videos.
Alex, I see that not only are you a fan of Kelsey, but you're also into the music industry yourself. Would you like to talk about yourself for a little bit? What is it that you're into with music?
Kelsey knows. I put out an album in the summer and a new single last week. Yeah, just making things happen over here in Toronto.
Okay. Another Toronto star.
How am I He interviews all the stars. He's on the news there. He's up and coming. He's everything. And I'm so proud of him. And he went through a tremendous struggle with bullying, and he brings that through in his music and standing up for himself and what he believes in. And I couldn't support him or love him more, and I'm just so proud of you, Alex. You inspire me, you know, when I'm down and I don't want to make music and I'm like, hey, this industry is so hard for me. I get in there because of Alex. Thank you, sweetheart.
Oh, thank you, Kelsey. That means so much.
No, it's really you guys pulling me through, because sometimes it's so, I'm like, what's going on, you know? So much of the business can kind of boil down to money, which is so sad, and it's just how our world works. But my fans remind me that music is from your heart, and that's where I have to keep coming from no matter what. So, love you.
Well, thank you. No, I can say the same about Kelsey. I mean, your music, I think the reason why I like your music, because it's so different, and it's not like a team of songwriters writing for you, right? Like, it's totally from the heart, and it's from experience, which is so important.
Well, as independent artists, we travel a different road, and, you know, team of ride, I even when I've worked with a couple people writing, you know, it's been my own people, and that's what I love. You know, we're not, these aren't like big writers coming in. It's my friends and also talented people from my label, and they bring their own writings, and I like that about our label. They demand that we write, and I think that that's good, because it should come from you, and why not? but I'm excited to see what you think of Sand's song, and I'm really, because it's almost a different sound, so we'll see, you know. I'm wondering what your opinion will be, and if, like, it when you shoot a music video, that's always a risk, too. It's like, did I ruin the song for my fans?
And so, Kelsey, we have another, I'm sorry, guys, sorry to cut you short, but we have another call here for you.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I love you,
awesome.
Alex.
Thank you.
Alex,
I'll
thank
talk
you
to
so
you
much
later.
For tuning in. Thank you for tuning
no
in
problem.
And calling us, okay? All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up? Hey, Kelsey. It's Paolo.
Hi. Oh, my God. Hi, darling. All the way from PA.
Yeah, trapped inside because of all the frickin' snow right now.
Oh, my God. Really? Oh, my goodness. It's like bright and sunny here, and I'm going to send you some rays.
Please do.
Feel them right now.
So, sweetie, do you have any questions for Kelsey?
Well, yeah, I heard that single Bombay, and then, like, at the beginning of the interview, freaking boss, and I'm ready to have that in my freaking MP3 player.
Yes! Okay, I will, you know what, by the end of this week, I will try to tweet or announce on my Facebook a release date for that. Since you all love it, I'll just release it. And I'll try to announce that date really soon. Maybe my birthday month. I have a birthday in March, so.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Thank you so much for tuning in. Do you have anything else for Kelsey?
Yeah, one more. All the tracks that were featured on Vanderpump Rules, like, are they kind of come out on an EP or?
Yes, thank you. I'm going to do that. I'm going to hop in the studio and finish those up. Right now they're just like little songs, and I'm going to make them big songs. And I might amp them up a little bit, make them a little more electronic, and yeah, we'll pop them out. I'll put them on the album just for you, or
awesome.
Why not release it as a single? I'm down for whatever. I know people are going back and forth in the industry, album, singles. I'm down. We'll get it out there, sweetheart, just for you.
Thank you.
Yay! So,
Kelsey, definitely been...
I'm just going to just give some love to you, darling, and thank you for supporting me and my music. I couldn't do it without you.
Oh, I'm always ready for anything up and coming and anything new that you're releasing. I mean, I'm always stoked.
Thank you, babe. Thank you. Get warm. Snuggle with your
All
man.
I will.
All right, sweetie. Thank you so much for tuning into the Sasha Marina Show and for supporting Kelsey.
Yep. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
So, Kelsey, awesome. So you haven't even released this track to the public yet, and you're hearing good feedback about it. How does that make you feel?
Oh, my God. Thanks to you. I feel amazing. I feel really confident now because I'll be honest. I was, you know, a little nervous. You always are as an artist. You're like, I don't know, I'm awful every time. You know, you're your worst enemy. So just hearing that helps me, hon, because I know that's the one thing you battle is fear. You just removed all
okay.
that from there.
Okay. So, Kelsey, we've reached towards the end of our interview. I'd like to thank you so much for your time today. I know we've been planning this for, like, months already, and I'm glad that I finally had you on the show.
I know. Thank you, honey. Thanks for being patient with me and my mad schedule.
It's okay, no problem. So, Kelsey, tell people where they can find you, download your music, if anything new that your fans don't know yet, or is there anything new that any new performances, any new releases that you're planning to have in the near future?
Yes, I'm going to be having a show at Here Lounge really soon in West Hollywood. Also, I'm going to be going on a Pride tour, so watch for me in your city at your local Pride. You can follow me on Twitter at the Kelsey B. My Instagram is Kelsey B Music, and that's popping. If you want to see some fun, I want to get on Kelsey B Music. And then on iTunes, just search Kelsey B. I've got albums. You can download, help support your independent girl.
Definitely. And if you guys didn't understand any of that or whatever, just make sure to look for dancemusiclabel.com. All the all these artists are there. You can find all of Kelsey's music there, all of her past album, her recent stuff. So, yeah, dancemusiclabel.com. Shout out to Val Carrillo. Kelsey, thank you so much, and I wish you continued success in your career, sweetie.
Thank you so much, Sasha, and you as well. I love your show, and I love you.
I love you too, girl. You take care. And I'm looking forward to hear you in Europe, okay?
Yes, girl. I'm going to lay it down in Europe. I'm going to make some connections so we can bring the label out there. I'm going to do it.
All right, definitely. Take care, Kelsey. You have a wonderful day, Callie.
Thanks, hon. Bye, love.
Bye-bye. And this is
Song Day. I'll take all your clowns down. I'm not taking no for an answer right now. That's what I'm gonna do. Better let my pony off I'm
That was Bombay, ladies and gentlemen, featuring Matt Fox, obviously Kelsey B. Shout out to all those people that called in. Thank you to everybody that tuned in online. You can also download this podcast in iTunes Radio. iTunes Podcast, I should say. TuneIn, Stitcher Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, Zoom Marketplace. I mean, the Sasha Marina Show podcast is available anywhere. If you're such a big fan of Kelsey B and you want to download this episode, you may do so in all the apps that I just mentioned. Just search up the Sasha Marina Show and download the episode if you don't want to download the whole show. I mean, I'm cool with that. So shout out once again to Kelsey. I totally appreciate her time. Shout out to Dance Music Label. And yeah, there you heard it. She's having new things. So make sure you keep up with her on Twitter and Instagram for all her latest tracks that may be coming up in the near future. So thank you so much once again for tuning into the Sasha Marina Show. Make sure to check us out at thesashamarinashow.com. And it's all there. I mean, that's pretty much it. So Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Sasha Marina. Make sure to always use the hashtag thesashamarinashow. It's just so much better. And thank you so much, guys. Bye-bye.